This is XFM, the evening show with Danielle Perry, and a guest that loads of people have been very eagerly anticipating. The fan base for Placebo just blows my mind every time I catch up with Brian Mark on the phone or put something out on air. The kind of retweeting and the message boards and the forums is quite extraordinary. I'm going to play you the latest single from Placebo called Too Many Friends very shortly, taken off the forthcoming record Loud Like Love, due for release 16th of September. Yep, for this then, we have Brian Molko on the show.
The Evening Show with Danielle Perry. On XFM.
How does it all feel to get to the end of this record? This must be the exciting bit where you've had the mastering done, the mixes are done, the whole project is done, and now it's putting it out there. How do you feel right now?
Well, it's kind of a limbo period, which is actually filled with a lot of dread and insecurity.
Really?
You know, really, because, yeah, I think so. Because you feel you're on the cusp. But it kind of drags out a bit. And you have a lot of time to think about whether people are going to like it or not. And you have a lot of time to get paranoid. And it's a strange limbo period. Once it's out, it kind of, it ceases to belong to us. And it belongs to, to people who like it. Mm. And also at the moment now, it's kind of like... you're a little bit loath to kind of let the bird fly from the nest kind of thing.
And, it's mine.
Yeah, exactly. But, the day will come when it ceases to be ours. It's strange. It's strange. But, in the grand scheme of things, it's not so bad, really.
Can you tell us a bit about the sound of this next album? Because obviously I haven't heard it yet because it's all been embargoed. So could you tell us, is there anything spectacularly different on this album from the last? I'm sure it's still the key signature, beautiful Placebo sound. But is there anything that you've brought in that's a new kind of slant or a tilt to the sound?
Battle for the Sun was, I think, quite a full-on guitar record. Mm. And this one has, a bit more of an eclectic sound. There's a lot of piano on this record, which you'll hear, which is what is the instrument that starts Too Many Friends. And
is that you playing the piano, Brian?
No, I'm not fantastic at the piano. I kind of play one-finger keyboards. Stefan's a very, very good piano player, so I leave all the difficult stuff to him.
Definitely.
I suppose this is the first album where we started, plugging our iPads and our iPhones into the desk and just, embracing that new aspect of technology and just getting really crazy sounds that we didn't have access to before. That was really fun.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, it's opening another door, isn't it? This technology where you can just quickly send voice memos to each other and go, I've had an idea for that, and suddenly it's in your inbox, within 30 seconds. And I guess it must be so interesting to have such a long career like yourself, to see how things change and how they mold and how it affects, the output of what you're doing. It's interesting stuff.
When we did our first album, we were still, when we were recording our first album, we didn't have Pro Tools and we were still doing edits with a razor and tape.
Yeah.
And that used to make me very, very, very nervous because there's no undo button.
Right.
Once you cut that tape, that was that. Mm. But times have changed now. I found something else to be nervous about.
We're going to play the single off the back of this interview, Too Many Friends. So from the three words themselves, is that just literally saying you can have too many friends? I mean, lyrically, is that the point which you're going out as in you can count your best friends on one hand, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it asks the question as to whether or not all of this technology that, massive corporations and conglomerates are offering us and all this interconnectivity that's supposed to bring us closer together, it's just asking whether it actually is doing that or if it's breeding a new form of social alienation. Mm. It came out of a couple of friends of mine. I don't social network at all. But a couple of friends of mine stopped taking friends on their social networking sites because, and I quote, they had too many friends.
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me, that's such a strange thing. How can you have too many friends? I have three. How can you have like too many?
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking about people sitting in a room, not looking at each other, and looking into a phone all the time.
It's terrifying.
And how all of this technology, which is supposed to bring us closer, is perhaps, you know, affecting our skills, our social skills, and making it more difficult for us to communicate in the real physical world. Because we have to take a risk, because we have to make ourselves vulnerable. In the virtual world, you don't have to do that because you've got a computer to hide behind.
True.
So I wonder what kind of human all of this technology is turning us into, and whether it actually is freedom or a massive trap. I'm not offering any answers to it, but that's kind of the question that the song is asking.
XFM.
My computer thinks I'm gay. I threw that piece of junk away on the Champs-Élysées as I was walking home. This is my last communique down the superhighway. All that I have left to say in a single tome. I got too many friends, too many people that I'll never meet and I'll never be there for. I'll never be there for, 'cause I'll never be there. If I could give it all away, would it come back to me someday? Like a
first play on XFM of the new single from Placebo, that's Too Many Friends.